Let's do our weekly check-in with Cheshire East Council. And today we are blessed with the leader of Cheshire East Council, Councillor Sam Corcoran. Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Good morning. Very well. And thank you for the introduction.
That's all right. That's all right. I love having you on because when we say the leader of Cheshire East Council, it gives it some weight to behind it. You know what I mean? Like, you're the man in charge. You're the boss man.
Well, I've been leader for a year now and it still makes me smile.
Oh, fabulous. Right, okay. So, as we normally do on the weekly check-in, let's get the numbers locally for Cheshire East for COVID, coronavirus.
There have now been 1,252 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Cheshire East. Now, that's an increase of 3 from yesterday. The government's strategy relies on new controls coming in as other restrictions are eased. But the main new control of test trace is not yet working properly. So, being a bit pessimistic, I've been expecting a surge in cases of COVID-19, but so far it hasn't happened. The daily increases this week have all been in single figures. And the data from the King's College research app suggests that symptomatic COVID-19 cases have fallen to 0.4% across Cheshire East. That's 1 in 250 people. That's good news, but please don't get complacent. Take care and maintain the basic measures of maintaining social distancing, don't touch your face, and wash your hands thoroughly with soap and water. And one other thing I'd add is wear a cloth mask to ensure that you are, if you are infectious, you don't spread it. Now, the cloth face covering doesn't protect you, so don't get a false sense of security if you're wearing a mask. But what it does do is, if you're infectious, it stops you spreading it as easily. And that's important because you can be infectious for several days before you get symptoms.
That was brand new news yesterday, wasn't it, where the Transport Secretary, Grant Shapps, said it's going to be mandatory for public transport users to wear a face covering. Did you see that yesterday?
I saw that, and the mandatory bit, but I think I would advise anywhere where you're going, where you're likely to come into contact with somebody, it's a good idea as a courtesy to wear a cloth face mask. That's something I've been pushing for several weeks now.
Can I put you on the spot? Do you wear one when you're out shopping or you're going around day to day? Do you wear one at all?
Well, I haven't done much shopping lately.
Oh, right.
It's all being ordered online.
Right.
But yes, when I go down into the council offices in Westfields, I wear a mask. I cycle down. I don't wear a mask when I'm cycling along because I'm not going to be anywhere near anybody. But when I get to the offices, I put on the mask.
Fabulous. Okay, so let's move on to Cheshire East as a whole. Now, we saw the other day that Tatton Park... Was it Tatton Park that opened the other day?
Indeed, yes.
Yeah. So, is Cheshire East open for business? The summer's here. The weather is... Well, it did start to get better, but it's taken a turn again. Are we open for business around these parts?
Certainly. I mean, all the parks in Cheshire East have been kept open pretty much throughout this. The playgrounds are still closed, and there's a good reason for that. Firstly, to stop people congregating on the playgrounds, but also the coronavirus can live for several days on hard surfaces. So things like the slide and the rungs going up to the slide and the bars on the swings, somebody might have coughed on those and the virus could be on there. So the playgrounds are still closed. But we live in a beautiful area, so I would encourage people to get out and enjoy the countryside. Go for walks on the footpaths, which have been kept open throughout. Tatton Park has opened. The grounds are open and the car parks are open. We're hoping to open the gardens, but it will be for pre-booked only. So if you're interested in going around the gardens next week, then have a look on the website of Tatton Park.
I suppose it's quite easy to do social distancing around Tatton Park because it's a big open space, isn't it, really?
Yes, although, just before it was closed, it got swamped with people and there wasn't social distancing. So it will be monitored, and if people, if we're finding that there's a danger there and people aren't observing social distancing, then we will have to close it again.
Okay, let's move on to something that the deputy leader, Councillor Craig Brown, mentioned last week, which was the additional funding for the High Street. Now, I don't know whether I've said that correctly or not, but there's some additional funding, isn't there, for the High Street? Can you just clarify that for us?
Yeah, there's a discretionary grant fund that's 4.28 million. Now, we've already distributed about over £80 million of government grant money to small businesses, but that was a business rates scheme. So if you paid business rates, or even if you got full business rates relief, you still got that £10,000 grant. But there were quite a few businesses that fell through the cracks of that. So there's a discretionary scheme that is for businesses that haven't qualified for any of the previous grants, and it's aimed at charities who didn't pay business rates, but also if you were in a shared office, so you were still paying rent on your business premises, but because you were in a shared office, you wouldn't have paid business rates, so you didn't get the previous grant. That's one sort of category we're looking at for this, but also businesses that have been really seriously affected by COVID-19, but didn't qualify for the previous grants, they can apply as well.
Where do they need to go to look for this? Is it all on your website at Cheshire?
If you go to cheshireeast.gov.uk and there's a banner there for COVID-19, if you click on that banner and then you'll come to three choices, one of which is help for businesses. If you click on there and you can find the discretionary grant fund.
Now, I know there's a lot of changes that have come into the slight easing of the lockdown rules and obviously the announcement that was made last night. So I don't want to get into all of that. You know, you can meet up to six people outside, all that kind of stuff. But is there anything else that you want to add into our conversation on our weekly check-in today?
Yeah, I think it is. There's a balance there, and it's not just physical health. I'm concerned about mental health, that being in social isolation is not good for you. So it is good to get out. So get out, go for a walk and enjoy the countryside. But there's a balance there, because as soon as you go out, you're more likely to come into contact with somebody, you're more likely to come into contact with the virus. So if you do go out, then maintain the social distancing, don't touch your face, and wash your hands with soap and water when you come back again. There are two ways that the virus is mainly transmitted. One is direct from person to person, that an infected person will breathe out droplets that somebody else will breathe in. And the other way is if you touch an infected surface and then touch your mouth, nose and eyes.
I think we're both, aren't we, Sam, looking forward to the day where you come on the radio for your weekly check-in and you say there's nothing to report because everything is now better.
I do remember the Chinese curse of may you live in interesting times. It does make life interesting, but it would be, I'm getting to the stage now where it'd be nice to have things a bit less interesting for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. Councillor Sam Corcoran, from the leader of Cheshire East Council, thank you very much for your weekly check-in this week. I believe we've got your second-in-command next week, Councillor Craig Brown, have we?
Yes, we've decided to alternate on this. Craig Brown is an Alderley Edge councillor. I'm a Sandbach councillor. So it's nice to have the alternation between somebody from the north of the borough, somebody from the south.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for your time, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you very much.